Good evening again, Audio Boo. Audio Boo that has a mind of its own. I uploaded a boo called Thursday evening, or so I thought, at 6 p.m. tonight, or just after 6 p.m. And I just picked up my phone to look at Audio Boo, and guess what? My Thursday evening was 2% uploaded in more than 3 hours. Anyway, I closed the app and reopened it, and it's uploaded within about 2 minutes. So I'm not quite sure what that was all about. Oh dear. I'm just distressing with a cup of tea. I've had an incredibly stressful evening. I can't go into all of it on here because it's other people's personal stuff, not mine. But suffice it to say, when one of your children is hurting, it hurts you too. It's been extremely stressful, and I've been very upset this evening. Everything will be okay, but, you know, it's hard to see your kids, one of them or whatever, upset. And then we've had a blocked toilet. To add insult to injury, I think it's okay again now. There's always something in this house, I tell you. I thought the drain was blocked earlier because I was in the cat's room. I was talking on the phone, actually, to my ex because I wanted to talk to him about, you know, what was going on. And
right now.
Yeah, I know. Rain sorted it. I don't know what he did. Toilet brush. We need a sink. We need a plunger. That's what we need. Oh, no, they are disgusting. You keep it outside. You're an audio boob. You're an audio boob, by the way. Yeah, I hope he sorted the blocked toilet. I don't know what he did, but it's not blocked anymore. But I thought the drain was blocked, but it wasn't. Because I was in the cat's room talking to my ex about everything, you know. That's one of the only places in the house where you can't really be overheard. And Ronan was in the shower, and I could hear the water didn't sound like it was going down the drain properly, but I took the drain cover off, and it wasn't flush in the drain. It was like at an angle, and there was some bits of moss on it, but that didn't make any difference. I picked them off, but you always get that. But the reason it was making a funny sound was because it was tipped up slightly, so I put it back properly, and it was all right. But there always seemed to be something in here. I'll tell you, there always seemed to be something. Last week it was the boiler. Sure, it's been something else in between that. But yeah, a cup of tea. I know we always say in the UK, oh, I have a nice cup of tea, but it really has helped me because I felt awful a little while ago, like half an hour ago. I felt really shaky and a bit sick and just really upset. Upset for him, you know. But a cup of tea can do wonders, obviously. We were going to go out for a walk tonight, but we never got round to it. Because with all that, I was a bit late getting the dinner ready and then clearing away. And it starts to get dark quickly now, doesn't it? You know, even though I can't see, I can tell when it's light and dark. Or there's a different kind of atmosphere anyway. We're supposed to be going out for a meal tomorrow, but I don't know. Obi said, should we ask him to come? It's Connor. And I said, well, if we ask him, we've got to ask Ronan. And I don't mind that, but you can't take one without the other. And I don't think they'll come anyway. But if we went for a walk somewhere, Connor might come. Ronan wouldn't, because he's still got those bandages on his feet. And I've got to go to the clinic with him in the morning. Oh, dear. What a day. What a difference, you know, a couple of hours can make. Oh, you know, you see things in a whole new light sometimes. Anyway, just got to try and keep his spirits up and keep him focused on looking for a new job and stuff. He had quite a good interview today, apparently, a phone interview, so hopefully he'll get a, you know, one in person. I haven't spoke to my family for a couple of days. I'm going to lay off talking to them for a while because I don't want to tell them all this stuff because he doesn't want everyone to know yet. I don't listen to Audioboo, thankfully. I did think at one time of sharing my booze automatically to Facebook, and then I thought again. I think I shared one once, and I thought again. No, thank you. I've already got my mum on Facebook. That's bad enough. You can't always say what you feel. Because once I put something like, I really like the way people encourage you, or something like that, and it wasn't about her, and she put a comment, are you talking about me? Or she rang me up and she said, what are you going on about? Are you talking about me? No, I'm not. Who are you talking about? Oh, I said, oh, it doesn't matter now. Oh, she gets all offended. Oh. So, my audio books may be public to the world, but they're hidden from my family in that I don't really... They do know about it, but I don't think they'd remember what it was called or how to look for it. That's why I really ought to give... I ought to change my username to something that they wouldn't find. Because if anyone puts in my name, it's going to come up, isn't it? That, which is a bit stupid of me, really, but you don't think of that at the time. I might think about that. Mind you, if you look at it on a laptop, your name comes up anyway, but I don't think they're going to be looking. Hopefully not. Oh, do you know, I feel worn out. I feel drained, that's the expression. Not tired, drained. I think I'll go and have a shower and wash my hair, liven myself up a bit. I feel absolutely drained. I'm just trying to think if there's any other news. I don't believe there is. I like this song. Something Inside So Strong. Labby Siffrey. Hello?
Audio-boo.
I'm doing audio-boo. Audio-boo.
Audio-boo.
Boo-boo-boo.
You're fucking crazy, audio-boo niggas.
Shut up with your language.
Now I should kiss my big black ass.
Shut up. I'll kick your big black ass.
That's the way of saying I love you in Africa.
Is
kiss
it?
My big black ass.
Oh, yes. Right. You don't have to repeat it.
I told it was something else, I tell you.
What do you mean? What? The toilet? Oh, don't talk about that on audio, boo.
Oh, big shit inside.
Oh, stop it, darling. I know. We need to get one of them. What did you use? The toilet brush?
Yeah.
I think I need to get a new one now.
That's all right. I've used it before. When the last plumber came, that's what he used.
And he said, you don't use wipes. And I went, no. Of course not. And then I forgot afterwards there's a packet of toilet. Well, they are toilet wipes and they're meant to go down the toilet. They're fragrance toilet wipes and they're the paper ones. They're not material. They're meant to flush away. Because they always say don't put wipes down the toilet. But then I think they're talking about baby wipes and because they're material. They're like material, the baby wipes.
You know, I remember seeing toilets just kept getting, you know, stuck and all that all the time.
Mm.
And I remember how I used to treat it. I felt like, that's why I said don't touch it or they come back. I did it the same way and I think I was fine.
I know, but if you get a plunger, it's the same thing. It's not, but it sucks it, you know, it goes...
Like
no, not really. And
these shoes look lovely on your legs, I tell you.
My shoes look lovely on my legs. Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
thank you. Legs look, it's like this very one look like a big chicken.
Thank you.
Just hold it and just...
Ow! You go away, you cannibal.
You're 2 minutes out, I'll
go
and I tell you.
Just, put it on. Go away, you crazy man.
Just cook it up, see? Put some spice, pepper.
Chicken legs. Onion. I've got skinny ankles like chicken legs, haven't I?
I like your skinny, see?
Huh?
Got flesh.
I know it's got flesh, but the ankles haven't. The ankles are...
That could do breakfast for me, see?
What, your my leg?
Of course.
People are going to really get the wrong idea.
I'm good for lunch.
What?
I'm really hungry. I'm eating one of you, actually.
Oh, shut up, you cannibal. Go away. I've got a heathen husband. I don't know how I survive living, sleeping in the bed with him. You know, I might wake up in the morning and I'll be dead.
You're here until your head can tell the story.
Go away, you crazy man. Oh.
You gotta pause this, aren't you?
Why?
I want to say hello to Sultan.
Sultan, it's not to Sultan, it's a public one.
Oh,
you can still say hello to Sultan, though, because he does listen.
And,
Darren.
What's our husband?
Darren. He's not our husband, he's our fiancé.
Fiancé.
Whatever.
Hello, Darren. You're my real nigga.
Say, I hope you enjoyed your 2 lots of shepherd's pie today.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed your 2 lots of shepherd pie today.
Because you...
I want to take you for a competition. Just a challenge. I eat 5. If you eat 5, I eat 10.
Oh. You
eat 10, I eat 20.
Oh, you're not sleeping with me that night, I'll tell you.
I'm a fat all night, I tell you.
Okay, this is my public boo.
Oh, that's a public one.
Yes.
So I want you to do a public one. I'll tell Darren what we're going to do about a challenge.
Okay, well, I think on that note, everyone, I'm going to leave it before I get incriminated anymore with this divvy husband of mine. Are you a divvy husband?
Yeah, I'm just a black man.
You're just a black man. You're just a black nigger.
Black nigger.
And I'm just a white nigger. Sorry, everyone, I don't mean to be offensive, but I'm not being offensive because...
Everyone's angry already. You're offended everyone already. Oh, they're going to take you over.
It's just a word. I think we all read too much meaning into these words. I mean, it's like swearing. We say fuck. Well, so what? What it offends people, but why? It's only a word. It's only a few letters. And okay, it might be the way that we use it, but if we can always... It's up to us to change the meanings of things so they're not offensive anymore. Don't you agree?
No.
Oh, shut up. I'm trying to be serious.
You try to please those niggas.
I'm trying to be serious.
You try to be nice to those niggas,
aren't you? No, because in Nigeria, when people use the word nigger, they don't mean it as a derogatory term. It's like saying, hello, mate, you're my nigger. It means you're my mate, you're my buddy.
It means you're my slave.
Don't confuse people.
And wash my clothes and my plates.
Don't confuse people.
I'm just going to kill you, nothing's going to happen.
It doesn't mean that. It's
exactly what it means.
It means like, hello, mate. You say, he says, he's my nigger. You're my nigger, and that means you're my mate, you're my buddy. So it's got a different, completely different connotation to what it has in the UK.
That's the connotation. The denotation means, I'm going to kill you at the end of the day after you wash my clothes and wash my plates.
Oh, shut up, you idiot. You div. But that's what it means. So that's why he calls people black niggers and white niggers, because it doesn't mean the same thing. But I do tell him to curb it when we're out, because he'll say, oh, look at that nigger over there, and I'm saying, shut up, because some people get offended. Even some black people do, don't they?
I'm offended right now.
Oh, you're the one that says it all the time.
I don't say that.
Yeah, you do. Everyone knows on Audio Boo that you say it constantly, and I've given up telling you off about it. But some black people don't like the word.
This nigga has changed his profile picture.
Yeah, see what I mean? You just said it. You don't even realise it.
That wasn't me talking audible.
It was. Who's changed his profile picture? What person?
Connor.
Oh, has he? What's he put?
I think I'm looking handsome.
Well, he is handsome.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got a lot going for him. He's got everything going for him.
Yeah.
Ah, here he goes again, audio boo, and he says he doesn't say it.
That wasn't me again.
Yes, it was. Who was it then? The ceiling? The fan?
Ronan changed his perfect picture to...
What's Ronan put on there?
Looking out on to. He's got his hair, all that,
all that fluffy hair.
Ah, this nigga should be arrested, I tell you.
What shirt's he wearing? One of his new ones?
The old nice new ones, the white and black one.
Ronan has got 45 shirts, everybody, and most of them are new.
I think I should get a shop and sell it.
I think I should. And they're not cheap ones either. 45 shirts.
So 44. Keep going. That's what I'll do. When you're going to free, it's still horrible, right? There's nothing to it. When you're going to free, there's a lot of squash shit in there. Before drinking, will let me know.
Why?
So you know you don't drink. I want you to test them. I'll try them and tell
them. What ones did you get?
Well, I don't remember them. I got like six different types.
Six bottles of squash.
Five. I'll say five.
What ones did you get? Are they all Robinsons?
Yeah, I think one of them is a Robinson. One is some of food. One is. Fulton Valley, one is, I can't remember now, it's one with lime.
Ah, you dare! He went to drink out my cup then. Look, that was Labby.
Eat poppies for breakfast, alright? You might think you're an old man, doesn't matter to me. You go down too, see?
No, you normally say, you may think you're an old man. No, I eat poppies for breakfast. You may think you look like an old, no, you may think you're an old man, but you look like a puppy to me.
That's what you got to me,
nigga. That's what you'd always say to him.
Fry, you know,
he nearly got his head in my cup and drank my tea then.
Boil you first with pepper, spice, Maggi, all that, and I'm going to fry you. I'll give you a head to Niall. I'll be quite happy. That's my enemy. I'll cry the bones, man.
More likely the other way round. I'll have Niall's legs, thank you. Very tasty, they are very, very tasty.
I love. This nigga stinks, man. I don't know what the fuck we love this nigga.
Because we love him, because we do.
No, we don't love you, nigga.
Yes, we do. We love him.
For breakfast in the morning.
What's he got stuck in his ear? Look. Ugh. He must have dipped in his...
Let's see.
Dipped somewhere.
Stop looking at my eyes, man. Anyway,
it's because he doesn't like you doing it.
You do that. I know what it's called.
Let me have a look at that ear, because you've got all... You're a scruffy little bugger.
There,
you're meant to be a poodle. You're meant to be... The posh
to be a poodle, man, boy. You're going to be breakfast.
You're meant to be a poodle, but you're more like just a little Heinz 57 mutt. You're meant to be a posh poodle. That's a joke. I would have been really annoyed if he had dropped it in my tea. I've finished it now, so there's no chance of it. It's all gone. I don't even know why he likes my tea, because it's got no sugar in it. Anyway, audio boo, I think I'm going to clear off for now. See you later.